I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air from 1 to 4 every day. And after 4 o'clock, you can hear the show online on the iHeart app. The podcast, John and Ken on Demand. Same show. Anything you missed, you can hear it then.
Yeah, let's say you missed this hour and you just love those Moistline people. Well, it'll get posted up there next hour.
Yes.
And you can play it over and over again. Maybe the Moistline people have secret messages that we don't pick up on, but you might.
Sorry, play them backwards.
We do, too, also have Hack in a Dumpster. It's it's a double special presentation of Hack in a Dumpster. Sometimes we go to Satan's Lake of Fire. We call it sort of a lifetime achievement for a dishonorable person. Today, it's going to be both. This person's going in the dumpster, and the dumpster's going in the lake of fire.
That's right.
Supposedly melts down and disappears, and that's that.
He is disgraced and dishonored.
Yes.
And
this
convicted.
Person was just recently found guilty of 7 felonies in a corruption trial.
That's right. From now on, when I say his name, I will always add convicted felon.
I love dumb guys. I'm watching this video of Ricardo Juarez. No? That's the guy that jumped on the field last night at Dodger Stadium to propose to his girlfriend, and he got tackled.
he popped
the hat right off his head. It's really cool looking. Guy comes sideways like an NFL tackle and just wipes him out, and the hat goes flying.
In the middle of his proposal.
The ring box went flying, too.
Yeah, it did. He was on his knee. She said yes, though, I understand. So.
Yeah, she did.
Boy, is she sentenced herself.
That's a dramatic, unusual proposal. Now, people got it. Imagine playing that for the kids.
What girl wants to marry a goof like that?
He'll do anything for love. What do you mean?
It says fans went wild cheering him on. And then he got zapped by the security guard. They dragged him away.
He'd probably been waiting for that.
Everybody's looking for new ways to propose, right? How could I do this? It'd be really dramatic and memorable.
No, I like it when the woman turns the guy down.
You, of course you would.
That is funny. That's happened in very few and very public places.
Because they start jeering him, and he's sitting there all forlorn and defeated. She stalks off because she's embarrassed and angry.
How clueless can you be not to know that someone is going to say no?
Yeah, you got to be really, really sure.
We have a little more information on what is one of the bigger local stories this afternoon, and that's the shutdown of the 10 freeway in Monterey Park, East Los Angeles area. It's been that way since like the 10 o'clock hour this morning because, John, it's an OIS, officer-involved shooting. And we understand that Monterey Park police tried to pull over a guy they thought, well, he was wanted in connection with a robbery case. And he refused. There was a brief chase, and you can guess what happened. They say he opened fire at the police officers, eventually gets out of the car, takes off on foot, and then an exchange of gunfire, and they plugged him. And apparently there was a body under a sheet near the freeway ramp. So they have to go there and do all of their measurements and forensic collecting. And
is it still closed?
It is.
This happened at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's still closed.
Four and a half hours.
Oh, it'll be closed probably into tonight.
Four and a half hours looking at
and
a body.
It's a Friday getaway day.
You're looking at a body under a tarp. Four and a half hours.
No. They go up and down looking for casings.
Why?
Because they want to show that it's justified that he fired at them.
It's justified. They wouldn't have done it if it wasn't justified.
The family will get an attorney.
I'll take the police at their word. It was justified. I trust them.
Okay.
No need to close. But why does everybody?
You don't decide everything. It'd be nice if you did.
I'm going to. One day I will. You'll see. Be nice to me. One day I'll be in charge.
And when he is, Deborah Mark, no vegans allowed.
Come on. I thought I was your friend.
You'll be jailed.
I'll be jailed? Well, maybe, that's pretty harsh.
Maybe put in an island.
Oh, okay, fine. As long as it has beautiful blue water.
The island of lost vegans.
Oh, all right. Now we move to the world of the clueless. And that would be our governor, Dippity-Doo. Apparently, he has a lot of money. So he has decided to launch a brand new political action committee known as a PAC. And he put out a proud message today that he's going to use that money to fight Republican figures in those red states. More than $10 million has been funneled into this PAC by Dopey Newsom, who believes he's a player on the national field right now.
God.
Yep.
It's really gone to his head. He's a massive ego case. He thinks he's going to be a Democratic savior. Single-handedly fight Republican governors.
Well, he won his re-election campaign so easily that he had $16 million in the bank still. What? He barely spent anything on that campaign. Yeah, Brian Dolly, a nice guy.
Yeah, but
there was no need to campaign.
There was. You might as well put a mannequin up against him. Honestly, nobody in the Republican Party, nobody who's even a registered Republican or an
Republicans
independent.
Are down to what, 10% of the vote in California?
But none of them are charismatic. None of them can make a coherent argument out loud. I mean, none of them. Nobody. There's nobody who has anything publicly to say against Newsom.
So try not to laugh, but here's part of his message. The problem in our country right now, authoritarian leaders who are so hell-bent on gaining power and keeping it by whatever means necessary, they're attacking our freedoms.
That's what
Newsom said about the other governors. DeSantis, are you kidding me after what he did during the lockdowns?
Like the guy who shut down the schools for a year and a half, he shut down tens of thousands of businesses and forced them into bankruptcy?
And how long did he keep his emergency powers? Didn't he just drop them a couple months ago? Three years he had them? So we could give out all sorts of contracts to his corporate buddies.
And he's bitching about the states that kept their populations free, the states that were left wide open, like Florida.
But he's referring to freedoms like abortion.
Oh, is that all everything's about? Everything's about abortion.
And maybe drag shows. I don't know. But that's what I think he's talking about.
All the stuff that really matters in the average person's life. Because the average person gets up in the morning and he's just overwhelmed with the fear and loathing of drag shows. What a nut. This is all these issues.
Or in this case, support for drag shows.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's a central issue in most people's lives.
I believe it may not be as big a flop as Kamala Harris, but when the spotlight is really put on Gavin Newsom, and if that doesn't happen in 2024, it will happen by 2028. It's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Because all of his stupid jargon and his strange gibberish that he belts out. Because right now he's surrounded by acolytes and a loving media in California. That's all that covers him. They don't cover him much on the national level.
And look what happened to Kamala Harris when she had to get outside of California and deal with a skeptical media and deal with other candidates challenging her. She fell into babbling incoherence.
Right. But how come, you know, I can understand when you're running for president that would happen. But now that she's got a set easy job like VP, how come she's even worse?
She goes into
these circular speeches
She gave a circular speech in Africa the other day because they sent her on an African trip to get her out of the country for a while. And so now she did one of those word salad speeches, and one of the reporters said that she was reading from a paper. Her staff had typed up this speech. I was thinking,
with the repetitive words?
Uh-huh. Or either she interpreted it that way. Maybe she was ad-libbing around it. But I'm thinking, is the staff playing pranks on her?
Wow.
And they are typing up word salad speeches, which she reads verbatim and sounds like an idiot.
What, they're sabotaging her?
Yeah. Well, most...
Because they won out?
Well, most of the staff she had, I think everybody on her old staff left.
Yeah, they
left, and they hate her. Because she's a monster. So the new people are thinking, I'm not going to stay here forever. Why not have a little fun? She's always yelling at us. She's dumb as a board. What the hell? Let's feed her bad speeches and see if she reads them. See if she notices they're bad because they're written exactly the way she talks.
Newsom released a video featuring images of Biden and Harris as he pledges to lead the fight to make sure we elect leaders next year who believe in democracy. His lapse into jargon. You've heard us. We sometimes play a medley of some of his famous meet the moment crap. Yeah, we had a medley of his stuff, remember?
Yes, I know.
A little collection of his. All right. When we come back, we will unveil part one of the Moist Line. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I'm looking at the traffic map.
Yeah.
Holy moly. I mean, that is a lot of red jammed freeways all around the 10 and the 710 and the 5.
Yeah, this is Monterey Park.
Yeah.
City Terrace, they call it.
Yeah, that's...
East L.A., that whole area is clogged.
I'm looking
because they closed the 10 freeway in both directions after an officer-involved shooting.
Well...
Monterey Park police plugged the guy.
Yes, because he was shooting at the cops.
That's what they say.
That's what they say, yes. Because
you
that's
can't
what
take
happened.
Them at their word. They lie.
Yes, you can.
So they need to collect forensic evidence to prove.
He was in a robbery earlier this month, and they spotted his vehicle, and they tried to stop him, but he did not yield. And he started firing at the officers. Then he stopped, and he got out of the car and kept firing at the officers while running across the freeway.
So he fired back and killed him.
He just shovel up the body and dump it in the weeds and open traffic up for everyone.
Dump it in the weeds.
Yes. What else would you do? But turn him into fertilizer. What good is he?
Don't go near the 10 freeway is our advice anywhere in the East L.A. region, Monterey Park, because that'll be closed.
Because he'll just sit there forever.
Particularly now, since prosecutors are after police officers for killing people. You know that. All right, it is time. Oh, coming up, hacking a dumpster. And not only hacking a dumpster, hacking Satan's Lake of Fire. Mm-hmm. Well, the dumpster in Satan's Lake of Fire. We're going to have to put in requisition to get a new dumpster after we do this, because I don't think there's going to be much left of it.
And this guy's going to burn for a long time.
Well,
there's a lot to burn there.
So stand by for that after the news at 3:30. But now the Moist Line people are coming back to yap at us. We get a collection of messages collected either through the iHeartRadio app, the little microphone icon, or people call this toll-free number. It's all put together by our technical director, Eric Sklar. The number is 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Hey, John. Just calling to check in on you, buddy. Want to see if you're doing all right. Maybe you want to talk about some things. You seem a little bit more aggravated than normal. Just want to make sure you're okay. You need to let it out, man.
Let it out. Nice.
You're either born with an XX chromosome or an XY chromosome.
I want to see the contract of Ambassador Eric Garcetti, because I have the belief that those federal agencies, you can write your own ticket. In other words, I'll bet you he gets a pension of $150,000 a year, free health care for his whole family for life, and a whole bunch of benefits. I guarantee that's why he was so desperate to get that job, is because of the benefits.
My opinion of Deborah Mark has just been crushed. You killed a bearded dragon, Deborah? How could you?
I did not.
I am just astounded that Karen Bass went in and solved the problem with LA Unified. I believe she's using our tax dollars, and we're going to be taxed more to make up for it.
I can take care of the homeless. How about off the 15 in the desert? Build homes out there. Why do we have to put them close to our houses and stuff?
Yeah.
First of all, when I grew up, you were raised to the point to where you go, if you don't work, you don't get a job, you don't eat, you don't sleep.
That's right.
We got to put them somewhere. Put them in a desert. Why it got to be in our community? Why do we have to suffer for something we worked hard for?
They're your neighbors.
Yeah, I like this guy.
Keep doing this, raising taxes to pay for all these bums. If they're going to subsidize, if they want to help, hey, they have to be with conditions. you're working 40 hours plus, you're working 60 hours plus, and you still can't make it, hey, we'll give you a little break, we'll help you. But not like that. It can't not be without conditions.
You know, I'm a truck driver, and some of these potholes are so bad that you got to drive over on the shoulder. So it looks like I'm driving drunk or I'm about to fall off the road into the shoulder, but I'm really trying to avoid these terrible potholes. Yeah. That's how bad all our freeways are.
It was all part of Newsom's campaign. Home, no home, job, no job, homeless, not homeless, immigrant, non-immigrant, everybody's welcome. That was part of his campaign.
You keep saying Gavin Newsom's an empty head. You're not far behind him.
That new board they're creating against oil is not legal. This is a free enterprise. They can't do that. They're blocked. Cancel that.
What are we going to do without you guys? Who's going to educate Californian citizens? These guys are becoming more and more ignorant to what's happening, and you guys are the only ones speaking the truth.
I want to hear Deborah Mark say her about animals again after she killed that bearded dragon.
Oh,
if
no.
Gavin Newsom is going to fine the oil companies for excessive profits, can we fine Gavin Newsom for excessive taxation?
Why you don't want anyone to be charged with murder? Are they also going to do this for drunk gun deals? If someone is killed, you get a warning. But if someone's killed the second time, they get charged with murder.
Hey, I figured out a way men can experience that nude vegan experience. I'm going to go eat a bunch of really spicy food. And then when I start bleeding out my ass, I'll use it to finger paint.
Oh, no. A lot of the things that our city council and board of supervisors are doing here in Los Angeles are... coincide with the United Nations Agenda 21, or now it's Agenda 30. They don't like private property ownership. Nobody can own private property. They want everybody in high-density housing and no single-family homes.
I'm not a fan of the AI, but I am a fan of putting the AI to work scanning social media pages for manifestos,
crazy
problems,
people.
Comments. Concerning mass shootings. Maybe we could stop a few in the future.
So it seems like Deborah's really into saving animals that are cute or taste good, but if you don't fall into one of those categories, you're out of luck. So watch out, reptiles.
So I heard that as soon as Mark Ridley Thomas got the verdict in, he turned to his lawyer and said, can I share a cell with Jose Weezer?
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
We're going to give Deborah Mark a moment to explain.
Thank you, Ken. I was going to ask for that.
The crowd has turned.
I know.
This came up yesterday, the day before, where she admitted on the air that she had to euthanize a pet bearded dragon. Now you can explain the story.
Yes. My son had a pet bearded dragon. It was the first time that we've had a
which
reptile.
Is some type of lizard, right?
Yes.
Some type of...
No. So I got the tank. John knows because he has one. There's special lights that you need. I did everything I could. I took care of that bearded dragon. For whatever reason, it just wasn't doing well. I took it to the vet, and the vet said, maybe, because I really thought about this the other night. Maybe it has to do with, maybe the lizard is cold. Maybe there's something wrong with the lights, something, but the lizard's really sick, and really the best thing to do, the most humane thing to do, is to euthanize it. That's what I did.
You have to get special bulbs. They sell them at Petco.
No, I did everything, but it wasn't working. That's what I was trying to explain earlier this week. I wasn't the one that euthanized it, for God's sake, but the vet did, because that was the most humane thing. The bearded dragon was suffering. Don't you guys euthanize your dogs when your dogs are dying? That's what we do. Yes, you do. When your dogs
our dogs died of natural causes.
Okay, well, my dogs have had
several
cancer.
Several of us got run over.
And they were very ill, and that's when I've had to make the hard decision to euthanize.
Ken's family would run over the dog.
No, a bus ran over one of our dogs right in front of me.
Oh, that's terrible.
That is beyond. But I just want to be clear that I love all animals. No, it's not the ones that are cute and furry or whatever. I did the best that I could. So pick on somebody else.
All right.
That's what I'd like to say.
John just lives for this.
Rest.
He loves this.
I All feel right. slandered.
There is the full bearded dragon story from Deborah Mark. And
her confession.
Does part two have any of these, Eric? Or?
No, I always save them for the first one so she can always have her say.
That's right. She does move away after the break at 3:45. All right, more coming up. It is Hack in a Dumpster special edition, Satan's Lake of Fire. but we'll have both the dumpster and the fire. A dumpster fire.
That's right. This guy's a dumpster fire.
KFI AM640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in the dumpster.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And I just feel giddy. I have a sense of giddiness has overtaken me.
You know what's exciting? You Google his name right now, and you know how on the right side there's a little write-up that says about?
Yes.
You want me to read it to you?
Yes, please.
Mark Ridley Thomas is an American politician and convicted felon.
Yes.
That's the first sentence. Then it goes through his career on the council and the board of supervisors and the assembly. And
yeah.
That's who we have for Satan's Lake of Fire, a special edition on the John and Ken Show of Hack in a Dumpster, where we bring the mob members together from all over the world to help us throw in a hack who deserves to be dumpstered.
To have him and Bonin get out of office in the same year, just two of the worst politicians I've ever seen in my life.
Yep. He was found guilty of bribery and conspiracy, not all the charges against him, and he will not be sentenced for a couple of months. But the good news, it came down right before we went on the air yesterday, is that he is a convicted felon. This all has to do with his son, Sebastian Ridley Thomas, who was on his way out of the state assembly being investigated for sexual harassment. The father decided my son needs a landing spot. Why not USC? Make him a professor. Put him on the head of a nonprofit where he gets a salary.
Give him a scholarship.
Give him a scholarship. So let's see. Who do we know down there? Oh, right. The School of Social Work. The woman in charge, Marilyn Flynn. What do you know? They're in big financial difficulties. Maybe we could steer a little county business to the School of Social Work and to the university.
Like millions of tax dollars.
Right. In exchange, the son gets what we just laid out there.
Yeah.
All those positions. So,
although he actually gets convicted for sending $100,000 to USC, which gave it to a outside nonprofit that funneled it back to Sebastian and his nonprofit, and in exchange for that favor, Ridley Thomas sent millions of dollars of contracts to USC, and that's the official conviction.
We understand that's really what the jury voted on was that $100,000 that got laundered through to Sebastian Ridley Thomas.
He should have gotten convicted for the getting him the free admission and the scholarship and the professorship. But,
But you see, then maybe Karen Bass wouldn't be convicted because she didn't get the $100,000 funneled. She did get the scholarship, but they didn't convict Ridley Thomas on the scholarship.
They all should be convicted. Of course she should be convicted, and he ought to be convicted on that and get, triple the prison time.
Yeah.
But you take what you can get in this absurd system we have.
We've encountered this politician over the years several times. He actually orchestrated a protest against us some 20-odd years ago.
Yeah.
When we said that maybe the NFL doesn't want to play in the Coliseum. That may not be the best place for a team there and the fans. Anyway, that led to a big uproar. And then we ran into him again about 10 years later when he wanted to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars redecorating his new LA County supervisor's office. That's when we found out about the big slush fund they get, like $1 million on the side that they can spend however they want.
And whenever he got criticized, he'd always scream racism. And from what I understand from an insider, he was also a big bully on the L.A. Board of Supervisors. He would bully the other supervisors who were all women.
Right.
So his son would sexually harass women, and Mark Ridley Thomas would bully the women. And, of course, he's being praised by the L.A. Times today 10 different ways.
Yeah.
Because
I wondered if he ever had a real job. So many of these hacks that we throw in the dumpster have just glommed on to the public tax dollar their entire lives. I mean, he's 68, so I was trying to see if there's, I said they're going through his graduation. He had a brief stint as a high school teacher. Oh, he was a decade as executive director of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference of Greater LA. That's what he did before politics. He did it for 10 years. So have you ever heard of them, Southern Christian Leadership Conference? But anyway.
Yeah, it's a civil rights organization.
And then, of course, he hosted a show on public radio back then. So,
yeah.
But then he made his way.
One of the great ego bags of our time.
Yeah, well, if you've never heard him speak, well, we got a little compilation of Mark Ridley Thomas over the years talking about, what is it, toll lanes and homelessness? Oh, this will be good.
Also an excerpt from his USC commencement speech in 2018. And forgot about this. He supported the outdoor dining ban.
I'm not sure I even knew that. Sheila Kuehl was our enemy then. Well, let's listen.
Well, yeah, let's
listen. Along the corridors, the 110 and 10, public transportation has increased. People want relief. This is a quality of life matter.
Totally.
It didn't take long for the 405 freeway to start waving his hand, said, can we get some consideration over here?
No hand wringing, no fretting, no woe is me.
This is homelessness.
It's just simply time to roll up our sleeves and do what we know needs to be done.
In the kindred discipline of theology,
it's like James
the systematic
Jones,
theologian
though,
asked the question, what am I to believe or think?
The
social ethicist, on the other hand, asks the question, what am I to do?
He's trying to be an intellectual.
In other words, we make the distinction between orthodoxy and agency. Ooh. This is in part why the body of my work over the past three decades has been focused on analysis and solutions. But more fundamentally, my sense of servant leadership has been about the critique of the status quo and advocating for systemic social change in the public sector, where governance is central. This is called reform.
Asleep. What a commencement speech.
I'm here to tell you this morning that it is not for the faint.
I wanted to hear
heart.
The dining band thing.
Their case would be more compelling if we didn't have gold standard studies making it abundantly clear that spread happens in restaurants at a rate that's more forceful
liar,
is in other
liar,
contexts.
Liar, not outdoors. Liar, nobody ever caught it outdoors.
No,
you big bloated liar. All right, bring on the Ukrainians here.
To the dumpster first.
In the dumpster.
Be guided by the CDC.
Never spit on him. Now we're going to roll him down the hill through the portal. There we go. And it's going to tumble into Satan's lake of fire. There you go. Ukrainians are pushing it down the hill. And it's out of control. Falling into the lake.
Yeah, mob members, don't go in the lake. Careful.
I think we lost two ingredients there.
But there, I could have heard the sizzle. The dumpster is melted.
He's going down.
Wait, Mark Lee Thomas' head just popped up.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
He's still going. Well, there you go. All right. All right, there's more certainty to that. Longtime Southern California political hack Mark Ridley Thomas, newly convicted felon, is our hack for the dumpster. And the dumpster goes into Satan's lake of fire. That's a first. There you go. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, a couple of things in the news. Trump is expected to surrender. Lock him up. Tuesday afternoon. It'll be about 11:15 in the morning, our time. And that'll be quite a media show, won't it? Even if they take him in the back door, he still has to somehow get into New York City and get to the building where this is going on, the court building. So that'll be fun. And we'll see who shows up from both sides. Supposedly, there's been some activity at Trump Tower involving mostly anti-Trump people, but the police have been there a couple of times, and I don't know whether or not they're causing...
I wonder if they're going to be monitoring at the bridges and tunnels. Like, if there's an SUV filled with six guys with shaved heads, if the police will be doing spontaneous searches.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, you're concerned that they might bring weapons in to...
Oh,
attack?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if you get the January 6th crowd, if those guys show up.
Right.
And
but don't forget the Antifa people who hate Trump.
The Antifa people, guys in with black hoods and all of them. I hope they get in. I hope they have their big riot, the riot to end all riots.
The other thing, of course, locally is the 10 freeway is still closed in both directions in the area of East Los Angeles, Monterey Park. There was a guy shot to death by the police, Monterey Park police, earlier today,
5 hours ago.
And we understand that's causing havoc on the 60 freeway, which is the best alternate to the 10.
That
obviously
is just
almost parallel.
One crazy guy shooting at the cops. They kill him, which they should have done. And now everybody else has to pay for it for the rest of the day. Your lives are not important. They've got to examine the chalk outline for 5 hours.
Yeah, we do not know. They've extended some of the closures. We don't know when it's going to reopen. All right. Well, here they are. Another round of the Moistline people. We invite your calls anytime. You can use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, leave a message that way. A lot of people do that now. Or you can call the toll-free number, leave a message for the John and Ken Moistline. It's all edited and put together by technical director Eric Sklar. 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Mr. Soto Martinez, tear down that fence.
Maybe we can get some people that have brains that can program the signals correctly so we're not sitting around all day. And also, too, the buses stopping right near intersections. Real smart. Just got brilliant people building and growing this country. Not
really good timing to send our city to India, since India just made a deal with China for trading. This ought to be fun to watch. Our big idiot against their powerhouse.
So what's the big advantage? Everybody wants to replace, human service with robots, yet humans still need to provide the service that the robots can't figure out.
Now, I don't care what side of the fence you're on, but if you're going to come up with an opinion, you're going to come up with a comment, back it up with facts. Is that fact a true or a lie?
What?
And don't say, well, there's a maybe. I hate people talking in those gray areas.
Where's Rod Sterling when you need him from the Twilight Zone? He must be doing flip-flops in his grave. The homeless, the criminals that contribute nothing to society. Nothing, nothing. They take. They rule. They pay no taxes. They rule the world.
For $40 million, I would eat or do anything for as long as necessary.
Concerning being able to have the cops shut off your car remotely. The funniest part is that nobody talks about is what would happen if the crooks got a hold of that technology. You seriously think they won't get a hold of that? So you're just seeing your nice fancy car. They just shut your car off, come up with guns, rob you, and take it.
Yeah.
That would happen in a nanosecond.
They'll hack the system.
Karen Bass did the same thing as Mark Ridley Thomas. Why isn't she in prison? Also,
why isn't Sheila Kuehl in prison yet?
Yes.
I've been listening to John and Ken for 16 years, and everything that John says has been 90 to 95% come true. 95. Ken, I'm sorry, bud, but it doesn't come true with you.
Oh no!
I am so happy that Mark Ridley Thomas got the book thrown at him. What do you think he's going to use money to decorate his new prison cell?
I think representatives from West Virginia are crazier than out here in California. What is wrong with that goofball?
They're called almonds. You know why? When they take those machines to harvest them, they shake the living L out of them. That's why they're almonds.
Cute.
Just like apricots, you know what I mean?
Another one bite the dust. So long, Mark Ridley Thomas. See you in about 5 years.
That body cam footage makes the footage from Uvalde, Texas, that much worse to see. If you are a police officer and you are not willing to run towards danger like those policemen did, you need to turn in your gun and badge right now. That's how it's done. Those men are heroes. Bravo, gentlemen.
So did that doctor teach Mark Ridley Thomas how to spend $500 million renovating his office?
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Well, that is the voice line.
Yeah.
Thank you all for calling.
And that guy in there may have been a little cryptic when he was talking about that West Virginia congressman who was arguing with the New York congressman in the hallway there about gun control.
Yes.
We played that audio yesterday. That was very entertaining.
I think he got the two congressmen mixed up. I think he meant the New York guy.
Yeah, he probably meant the New York guy. He did most of the yelling. That's true.
Right.
The West Virginia guy was the one that was saying, there's never been a school shooting where the teachers or the school's principals had a gun to stop it.
So that's right.
That's all he kept saying. Yeah, there's the moist line. You can call it any time at 1-877-MOIST-86, or, of course, use the iHeartRadio app to connect. Next week's going to be very interesting, of course, with the Trump surrender on Tuesday. Monday, by the way, we're going to be talking to Carl DeMaio from Kogo Radio and also Reform California. He's got a lot of good stuff, John, on Nathan Fletcher. The Nathan Fletcher story just came up this week. This is a man that wants to be the next Gavin Newsom. He's a San Diego County supervisor who would like to be the governor of California, but his political career has been derailed.
Big whoops.
He entered rehab. The first reason was for PTSD. He did serve in the military. But no, it's supposedly he's being sued.
Yes.
For sex harassment by, and now there's a second accuser.
Right.
There's one in the lawsuit and another one is sort of telling a story.
Said when she was 19, he was
a little friendly with her.
Yes, yes. So
overly.
He's a creep.
Unwanted advances.
Yeah, but no, he's a left-wing nut. And a former Republican turned left-wing nut. You know, there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that. What, yeah. Was he I don't know what he was like as a Republican. So, I only first started hearing about him, and then I realized he married Lorena Gonzalez, the nutty assemblywoman who gave us AB5, which was going after the poor freelancers. So
we'll talk to Carl DeMaio. He'll give us a good background.
Yeah, it'll be on Monday.
Yeah, a lot of bad guys. In trouble. Conway's here.
Hey now. Hey, you guys heard about this Anthony Rendon with the Angels, video? That's the Petros and Money video. Petros and Money video that went out. That's their video.
That's their video? I didn't know that.
It's Petros' video.
They said something, but I didn't pick up on it. Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, it's he's not a kid. Anthony Rendon's been around a while, but he plays for the Angels. And he got pissed off at a fan last night in Oakland. And grabbed him by the shirt and then took a swing at him.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, look, I don't know. Look, if I did it at a KFI remote, I'm gone. You know, if I grab a listener and then take a swing at him, that's it. That's a wrap on
but
me.
But a listener could take a swing at you. That would be.
Yes, I get that. I understand that. It's a one-way street. I get that, John. I get that. I hope it doesn't happen, but it certainly is possible. Alex Michelson's coming on, and we'll chat with him. He's always a cool dude. Plus, you know, just the end of the week of a really busy, busy week, you know, with the Donald Trump and the, and the Dodgers opener where they kicked ass last night. That was great. The Arizona Diamondbacks, I think it's Torrey Lavelle. Is he the manager there?
Yeah.
Complaining about the lights last night. You know, when they go off, when they hit a home run, or they shut them off, like, during a play.
Right, yeah.
Excuse me, I got to check something. Did we turn into a sports station? What's going on? Suddenly it's all Dodger talk, and I'm lost.
Oh, that's great,
are you
great,
down
man.
The hall? You're in the wrong show?
That's right. No, we got a big Dodger fan base here at KFI. And then we'll talk about the tax board.
You know we don't carry the games, though.
I know.
KFI does not carry the games.
That's right.
Otherwise, you'd be preempted.
All right.
That's right. He would be.
Those guys are
and if they make the playoffs
the
in the World Series, you'll be telling us it's all rained out.
That's right. That's right. That's the way to go.
All right. Conway's next.
And then yeah, ding dong.
We'll slide in the AQMD.
Okay. Mark Ronner.
AQMD.
All right. Ding dong.
That was a great one. Ding dong.
Mark Ronner is the news. Yeah. Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.